Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Virgil Sussman Hour. My name's Virgil Sussman. This is going to be a new feature on Connecticut Public Radio at around 7 o'clock, 6:30, 6 o'clock, 5:30, or 5 o'clock, depending on what time my shift ends at McDonald's. I'm going to be joining you every night from the Connecticut Public Radio studios here in Maxwell, Connecticut, which is in the upper northern western part of the state. And there's a little studio here, tucked away between two hills, and I'm going to be coming to you live every Friday night, and I'm going to be bringing you interesting topics, stuff that current events, stuff that you might see on TMZ or USA News World Report, those kind of newspapers and magazines, New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Atlanta paper, and things like that. But first I want to start off the show by introducing, you know, telling you a little bit more about myself. As I said, my name is Virgil Sussman. I'm a native Kentuckian. I actually come from southeast Kentucky, right there, the border of Virginia and Tennessee. And and then I came to Connecticut about 10.5 years ago. A good friend of mine, and some might say my partner in many ways other than business. We wanted to open up a crochet supply outlet here as a matter of fact in Danbury, Connecticut. We wanted to open up the first, really the country's first crochet supplies, store that I've never heard of. I never heard of crochet supplies where you could just walk into a store and its single purpose was just to provide crochet materials and accessories to the public. So, but that idea didn't quite work so well. I still think we were just ahead of our time a little bit there, so that failed. But, okay, that's the first thing I wanted to cover. Now, to the first order of business officially for the show, I wanted to talk about these cicadas. People have been talking about cicadas. You've been hearing cicada this, cicada that in the news for several weeks now. And it was making it sound like it was going to be a plague of locusts to fall down upon man. And I was like, oh my goodness, maybe I should have been a survival prepper. I could shoot a gun pretty good. So I know I would do all right if I had a couple of cases of canned beans and major vegetable soup. But those vegetable soups, though, they got no salt whatsoever. And salt ain't good for you. I'm not stupid. But you could always add salt later on. So if I got me a big old bag of salt and I had some vegetable soups, you just add water to them because they're condensed soups. But you know what? You can't add a whole can of water because if you do, you make it too watery. And being the fact that they ain't really got a lot of salt, it's just, ooh, it's like, whoa, I need a lot more salt than I thought I did. So what I learned to do is I just cut down on the water content. So like instead of a whole can as recommended, I'll use a half a can, maybe 3/4 of a can depending. And if I got some large cut carrots up in another can, because I got another whole case of cut carrots, I'll open up that case of cut carrots and I'll plop them in. Even though the vegetable soup already got little cube carrots, but the little cubes are so small. I like big old carrots. So what I do is I take the can of cut carrots, sliced carrots, and I just open it up and I drop it right into that soup there. So what was I saying? Oh, yes, the cicadas. I ain't seen one yet. Have you? We'll be right back after this commercial break.